This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and today we're going back over 200 years to a great day on July 9th. It was a major power move. On this day in 1762, Catherine, wife of Russia's new emperor Peter III, rallied the army regiments of St. Petersburg against her husband and was proclaimed Empress Catherine II, the sole ruler of Russia. Known to history as Catherine the Great, she would stay on the throne for the next 34 years, becoming the longest reigning woman in Russian history. Surprising fact, a native of Germany, Catherine, whose given name was Sophie, was also Peter III's cousin. Also on this day in history, in 1850, President Zachary Taylor died of cholera after just 16 months in office. In 1877, the first Wimbledon tennis tournament began, and in 1941, British codebreakers broke Germany's Enigma code during World War II. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.